Hello, I'm Michelle Norgard.
And I'm Kim Spikes.
And this is Culture Snack. This episode, we went to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, and it was fun.
It was fun. We were not as prepared. We did not have the right shoes for this event. Tell them what you were wearing to the Stockyard.
What was I wearing?
The Stock Show.
We only went to the Stock Show, to be fair. But was I wearing my Croc clothes?
Yeah, you were wearing your Crocs in, I would say, ankle deep.
Yes. I was like, oh, it smells in here.
It stunk.
I'm like, I hope I'm not getting poop on my shoes.
Oh, you were totally getting poop on your shoes. Weren't we? Or I had white pants on, so I don't know why I'm making fun of you right now. And we did it on a whim. We saw it, and we're like, we're going there. And yeah. We got out of the car, and all of a sudden, we were standing with the animals.
You loved it.
I did love it.
We are here at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo at the Will Rogers Memorial Center, which is right here in the heart of the cultural district of Fort Worth. My name is Shanna Weaver. I work in the communications department here for the Fort Worth Stock Show. I've been here about 20 years, something like that. So right now we are currently standing in the small animal exhibits building. So we have chickens here today that are
on exhibit in the background.
Which makes it a lot of fun. This is actually the 127th edition of the Fort Worth Stock Show. Yes, we are Tarrant County's most attended annual event. We typically have over 1 million visitors at our show every year from all walks of life.
So you grew up in Fort Worth. So what is your association with the Stock Yard and Stock Show? And maybe you start with the difference because you keep schooling me because I say it wrong every time.
So that she won't keep getting them backwards. So funny. Stock Yards. Stock Yards is a part of Cowtown, Fort Worth, where it's like old timey and it has like, they do the cattle run and stuff like that every day. And people go down there, the tourists and stuff. Mm-hmm. The Stock Show is the specific place where they show the animals, and that's really only once a year. I mean, I think they do other events too, but this is like the big thing when it's tied to the rodeo. And I've gone times in my life. I mean,
and by the way, the Stock Show comes from the Stockyard, and it was one thing back in the day, so technically I'm correct,
but you didn't know you were correct
until I learned it later. But they are not interchangeable to people who live in Fort Worth, but if you don't live there, you can totally interchange them.
Really?
Nobody cares.
You're rewriting the rules here.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, no, it was, it's cool. Like, you get to see all the animals and stuff, but it's one of those things that you don't have to go every year to see them. I think it's a cool thing to see them all. I mean, it's pretty...
It's big.
Yeah.
There's, what, 7 buildings?
We saw so many animals.
So many. And we were, like, a lot of animals.
So just for an idea, what we have on exhibit, we have cattle, swine, sheep, poultry, donkeys and mules, horses, goats, chickens, as you can hear. So in regards to the number of animals that will be here, it's going to be probably close to 23,000 head of livestock throughout the run of the show. You got to remember, you know, we're a 3-week event, if you will. So there's a move in and a move out. They're not all here at once, but there is a very choreographed move in and move out schedule where some animals are here for a few days. They are on exhibit. You know, the students or the adults, whoever is showing, will exhibit their animals and they'll get their placings and their ribbons and then they move out and we clean out the barns and we welcome in the next set of livestock.
Which is part of what you guys have to coordinate,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. It's a big coordination effort.
So one of the big features of this is, and I've always noted that kids can earn money by showing their animals. I mean, you know, like, I guess animals are there to be shown and then you could take it home and you could be so proud of your accomplishments if you win awards or ribbons or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then there's kids that raise these animals and then they sell them and then they get all this money because it's a scholarship thing and then they use it to pay for school and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, fun fact, there's something you didn't know about me, is I was in 4-H.
That's so weird. I do not think any of this about you.
Yeah, so I was in 4-H when I was little, and I had a pig named Susie, mm-hmm. bright red pig, and then I had two show rabbits, One was named KO, and I can't remember what the other one, Candle or something stupid. I was a kid. And they tattoo it in their ears, so Ooh. You, like, they know whose animal belongs right, to right. whom, because as you know, there's 23,000 of them, so you get to lose one. But yeah, I would go to the 4-H at the fair every year in Lubbock, Texas, and show my animals. And I got to work inside of an area where the kids hung out, mm-hmm. and they have this duck area, and it's a big pool of water, and then you encourage the little baby ducks to go up this ramp mm-hmm. and eat some food, and then they go down this slide.
So it's just kind of a fun yeah.
thing. So I'd work in there and get to hold all these little baby chicks and ducks and Aww. And all the animals.
It sounds really smelly.
It was smelly and it was sweet, but the hard part is one day I was having tamales, which I loved, and my dad was like, "How those taste?" I'm like, "Oh, they're great." And he was like, "Oh, that's Susie." And it was Susie. It was
my
pig.
Oh, my God, your dad.
My pig and then fed it to me. It was kind of traumatizing, to be honest. I was a little...
Well, I met you. You were a vegetarian.
Well, I became a vegetarian for a very long time, which, by the way, in the early 90s was not easy in Lubbock, Texas.
No. I feel like you ate a lot of junk food, probably.
I ate a lot of beans. I lived on them. That was kind of it.
Oh, but, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's cool, though. So did you ever win anything?
My rabbits did win occasionally. Uh-huh. And you only show them for a couple years, or I only showed them for a couple years.
And then what happens to them?
Then they just live at home and oh, okay, have good. Their best rabbit life.
Oh,
a lot of babies. A lot of babies. You have to be very careful because...
For any of you wanting to yeah. have rabbits.
Yeah, it is true.
Was it those long-haired ones that I wanted to see? We didn't get to see the rabbits this time, but...
No.
Okay.
Mine were the short hair. They weren't that pretty, honestly.
But that's good experience for kids. Like, one of my sons was in 4-H at school in Waxahachie, and I was surprised. And so now he does some part-time work on a ranch and does stuff with animals. Isn't that cool? Like, the stuff that you can learn working with animals. I mean, not me.
Other people. Other people can enjoy this.
Yes. Oh my God. You know what though? I did get kind of a level of like the smell, like where I got to be okay.
Yeah.
And then we went into the swine area and
lost that.
Woo.
People that have been removed, you know, people who are 3 and 4 generations removed from the agricultural daily lifestyle, if you will. And so for some of those kids that don't have the opportunity to see livestock, like their cows being milked and what beef cattle really look like up close and sheep and goats and all the things, this is their opportunity to come and see what we showcase, which is our livestock industry.
So the livestock industry, I mean, it's a good place for people to learn about it.
Yeah.
It was fun. It wasn't just animals. Right?
No, we had corn dogs.
We had corn dogs.
I haven't had a corn dog in a decade or two.
Yeah. And they were long. We were walking. You know what was weird though? We were walking around with them and it's like the stinky
animals.
I know. It's like, I kept looking around like no one else is eating food. Maybe they're thinking we're weirdos for eating around this, what's floating in this air. I was a little bit worried about that for a couple of days. Anyway, but, and they were taking pictures with the animals. Yeah. Like the little, they were like miniature, what were those, goats or something? That were like when we first walked in and one
God,
of those.
They were cute.
Yes.
Think of like cats. They were like the size of house cats.
They were super cute.
Really
and then they were just
sweet.
Like chewing on the hay off to the side. I'm like,
they will rip up your clothes. Then we went into a bunch of the different, like think of it as a series of 7 or so buildings. And
big
each building
barn buildings.
Had a bunch of animals.
They
know,
were categories.
Hundreds and pens. Mm-hmm. And so... And one we walked through, they had the pigs.
Yes, the swine, as they say.
And you're just
so
seeing like
smelly.
This little gated area, one after another, with like one or two or three animals. And they're ready to go to a larger area where
pens.
They were going to be shown pens. They're called pens. To a larger pen where they were showing them on auctioning and doing all kinds of things.
Yeah, when we were in the sheep area, people were getting their sheeps ready.
Blow drying them with it looked like a pressure washer.
Cool.
I swear to God, they were using a pressure washer on one.
I was a little freaked out because I think we were downwind
so
of it
loud.
Once where I was like, I think I'm getting wet. Ugh.
Yeah.
But they were about to do a show. We almost talked to one of the ranchers, right? But they were like, oh, I got to do a show.
The ranchers are very, very shy and
not
into being, if you're wondering why we haven't focused on one, they were
Nobody wanted to talk to us. Yeah. I mean, I think it's more like it's intimidating for people that don't talk to media or whatever. And I mean, like, maybe most of them never even listened to a podcast. So they were kind of like, oh, you need to talk to this. I'm like, we got redirected so many times. Mm-hmm. Like,
so and so would love to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, and then, no, I don't want to do it. So and so would like to do it.
Where's so and so? We couldn't find him. And then the one girl that we saw that was like talking people up, and then Kim's like, oh, let's go talk to her. And when we get there and tell her what we want, she literally backed away from us like we had had...
we were aliens. And then she wouldn't even say one word. And I was like, you were
what just happened?
The most talkative person I've seen in here. And her friend's like, oh, she doesn't like to, you know, talk to on things like this.
So funny.
And then all she said is at the very end, a very tiny bye.
Well, and then plus a lot of them were students, so we didn't really want to talk to teenagers and have to get into that. But yeah, so what else did we see? Oh, then there was the one area that had the miniature animals. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that was so cute. It was a miniature donkey. There was, what was that? A miniature with the horns.
It looked like a longhorn, but it's not.
Yeah, it was not called a longhorn. I think it was kind of shaggy. It was like not an American cattle. It was something from overseas, but... I mean, so cute. And
the chickens are awesome. Oh, there's so many, like, just varietals. And some of them have the big puffy hair, like all these feathers on
top. We should have gotten the technical names of all of them. There were so many different varieties.
There was a sweet, and the kids would have them in their arms, like just sitting on the ground.
You touched one.
Yeah, this guy's like, hey, do you want to touch my chicken?
I think it was a cock.
We will not be able to put that button. Yeah, I was like,
Was cool. And then there was like other exhibits. Like I think there was actually a truck that was educational that talked about, you know, where your food comes from kind of thing. So that was neat too. I mean, it was really neat. And then like, it was like a little village, like you would go across and there were people that were also participating with the rodeo. We saw a couple of, they must've been contestants cause they had a number.
Oh yeah. They had number bibs on.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were probably rodeo.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like they were some kind of competitor for the rodeo, but, I mean, that was.
Oh, and there was also an art venue where you could go and buy things, which had I mean, it had everything from cowhides to my boot shines.
Get your boot shine.
They look crazy. I'm not sure if that was worth the money. And then they had a lot of art.
Yeah, there was art. There was beef jerky and different kinds of meats and stuff. And then cute little boutiques with cowgirl clothing. Mm-hmm. And there was a big section of Justin Boots, of course, because Justin Boots is from Fort Worth. Custom hats. Oh, that line was crazy long.
There was a huge line for the custom hats.
I know. She was having to pull me away because I was like, I just want to see how much they are. But, you know, I mean, they're hundreds of dollars.
Those hats are awesome.
So cool. Yeah. We need cowboy hats.
We do. And if you get them sized right, apparently you can basically be in a convertible with the top down.
No, really?
And yeah, if they're sized.
I have a big head.
Well,
do you?
I have like a weird thin head.
Oh. But I would like to have a cowboy hat. But it was cool. I mean, I had a good time. And then, of course, the stock show is tied to the rodeo. And she talks to us a little bit about the rodeo, too.
Yeah.
Other places have a livestock show and rodeo, and they, you know, have wonderful events. But I think it's the fact that Fort Worth really takes pride in the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo coming to town. I love the ranch rodeo. I like it when the West Texas and the New Mexico cowboys come in and show us their stuff when they're at the ranch rodeo. They're like the working...
They are. That's what they do every day.
So my experience with the rodeo, when I was in high school, my high school was a stone's throw away from the stockyards area. They did a program where we would usher the rodeo, and then they would donate to our school sports program. So I did that a couple of years. I'd been to the rodeo before that, though, too. It's cool, like just to see it. It's so exciting, you know. They do like a big like promenade where people come out on their horses and they're holding their flags, maybe of their ranches or whatever. I remember seeing like Miss Texas would come sometimes, and then all the cool events, like of course. As you know, the barrel racing, the one you're familiar with.
Very familiar with that one.
But there would be trick riding, like bareback, and they would do an exhibition of like bull riding. There's steer wrestling, calf wrestling, calf wrestling, no, steer wrestling, calf roping. Uh-huh. I mean, a lot of cool stuff. And there would be kids doing it. Oh, there was that one where all the kids run out. And I guess if you managed to wrestle down a calf or something, I don't know if they got some money as like a scholarship opportunity.
They get a huge belt with a big belt
did
buckle.
Did they? I don't know.
They probably didn't, but it'd be cute.
It was fun. I mean, it's cool. Like, it's a lot to see when you watch that, and the showmanship and everything.
Well, and this one's cool because they have the they have several different...
Oh, different kinds of rodeos.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's the ranch rodeo, there's the cowboys of color, there's Bull Night Out, which apparently is an adrenaline-pumping one,
as
they describe it. I'm sure that's the one where people leave in ambulances.
It's so scary.
Yeah, I mean, they get a lot of injuries.
Yeah, it's something that everybody can enjoy. You know, like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a cowboy.
Well, and a lot of famous people come through, I'm sure.
Yes.
Rip and Taylor Sheridan were here, so that was fun. Barry Corbin, Buck Taylor. Buck Taylor, you know, everybody loves him from Gunsmoke. He has a booth up here. He is an artist.
It was great. It was cool. What's your takeaway? What do you think?
My takeaway on it is I want to go back and I want to go to the rodeo.
Okay, yeah. I think that's a good idea.
I feel like that's the meaty part of the experience. Mm-hmm. I felt like the animals are kind of the more passive part of it. You know what I mean? Like going and checking it out.
It's definitely, it's hand in hand, but you're not going to see, you know, you're not going to see sheep in the, you know, and rabbits in the rodeo. But
if you did, wow, let's merge those worlds.
But also, I think we should mention that when you go to the stock show rodeo, your ticket that you buy to get into the stock show also gets you into the museums. So there was the Calgary Museum, and then there's another.
Go check that out.
Yes, and there's like a cattleman's kind of museum too, and then there's like a history museum. So that's cool to get that for the price of one.
Not included in that, but I think walkable is the Kimball, like some amazing modern art.
Oh, yeah.
And like, there's a lot of museums in that area, a lot of things to check out.
It's Fort Worth Cultural District.
Yeah. It's
cool.
It's big.
Mm-hmm.
It's no joke. I think it rivals a lot of Dallas.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, Fort Worth is kind of known as the hip place to live.
Is it? Oh, look at that. I love it. Yeah. Yay, Fort Worth. But but again, like she was saying, other cities have the rodeos and sock shows. And, you know, it's from small towns. Like when you Lubbock's not small. But, you know, y'all have stock shows. And so you can go anywhere. Like, enjoy... even if you're not a cowboy.
Yeah. Go check it out. It's I think what she mentioned earlier is getting to know like where your food supply comes from, all the people, farmers, ranchers. There's a lot of people who attend it, and it's interesting.
It's educational and interesting in immersing yourself in your city.
Yeah. Don't be so far removed from it.
I know.
Get in there.
Culture snack. Go do weird shit.
A special thank you goes out to Vec Fabian for making our theme music.
Our jazzy theme music.
Yes.
And to Teresa Davis for our awesome logo.
Woohoo! Thank you, Teresa.